with me is Joseph Buckland and his mum Julie and this family. It's all about ice skating, isn't it? Now, Joseph, you've been on the ice at 6 o'clock this morning. You've done more activity than most people would ever do in a week, let alone in a day. Tell me about ice skating. I mean, you've come from a rich heritage of family, really, haven't you?
Well, my parents have been really supportive of me, and I've been doing it from a really young age. So, like, I've got all the support from my grandparents and everything, and my brother, who also skates. And it's been the biggest sport really that our family's ever done. So it's been really good.
And let's bring it. It's three generations, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Up to my grandparents. So they did. My granddad was a speed skater. My grandma was a show skater. So. It's been really inspirational from them as well.
And your older brother Nick, we've heard of Nick Buckland before. He was in the Vancouver Olympics, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did really well this year. He had one really good year, so he's hoping to do better this year as well.
And dare I ask, do you feel the pressure not only coming from the Buckland family, but then also being in Nottingham and skating in a duo? So you've got the added pressure of Torvald and Dean.
Oh yeah, well. I want to do like what my brother's done as well. Try and get to do exactly what he's done, and you know, further if I can. And with my brother, we try to do everything as best we can, and try to work together as well to do it. So.
And let's bring in your mum, Julie. Julie, you must
Hi.
Be so proud.
Yes. Both boys are doing really well. Yeah, they love the skating.
What is it, do you think, that's in the Buckland gene that makes you want to get on the ice?
I don't know, but it obviously is in the genes. I mean, my mum and dad skated, as Joe said. Dad started in 1946 when the old rink reopened after the war. He started with speed skating, was 3 times British champion, and mum then she went into shows and did ice dance and shows. I didn't do so much skating, only when I was young, and then wasn't quite so interested, so it missed me out really. But then with both boys, they skated right from being toddlers and just took to the ice straight away.
And so do you find Christmas dinners are spent talking about different moves and
Not just Christmas dinners, every dinner more or less, I think. Oh. It's very much, the whole family are involved, and people, you know, mum and dad relay their experiences from the past and try and give some encouragement to the youngsters. And the boys listen, take it all in. But I think they're both determined to do better than the generations before. So
there's that healthy competition.
There is, yes, which is good.
Well, here's one great example of a family that loves to skate. But there's a new award that's landing on the doorstep at Nottingham Ice Centre. Well, with me is Matt Bradbury. Now tell us all about this new award.
Yeah, we've been awarded the London 2012 Inspire Mark by the London Organising Committee. It's not just here at the National Ice Centre, but it's also involving schools from the local community within St Enns and St Anne's area, as well as the Nottingham City Council Family Learning Department. So we're quite pleased and proud to have this Inspire Mark. I've got a badge here just on my lanyard that we're inspired by the London 2012 Games.
And let's talk about it. It's all about family skating, isn't it? Family participation.
Yeah, it's about also, it's the Olympic values, it's ice skating, it's getting fit, it's education, it's the sustainability as well, getting kids involved in sport, getting them fit, active, and obviously it's about that 2 years' time when it all happens. And there's, you know, around the country, I think in the East Midlands region, there's 90 programmes. It's the first type of programme in the country with ice skating, education, and it's also involving families. And the families are actually coming in. The school are allowing the families to come in with their children and actually do an hour's education in our learning suite, as well as then learning how to ice skate with our professional coaches here at the Ice Centre. We also have an Olympic athlete, Paul Worth, who went to the Vancouver 2010, this year's Games in February in Vancouver. And it's great to inspire these kids.
And we've just heard then from Julie that actually Nick and Joseph are trying to do better than their grandparents. Are you finding that here, that when actually the families get on the rig, the kids are literally skating round and round and round?
Oh, the enjoyment that these kids have, they just, you know, they want to come back. It's all about grassroots down here and getting kids involved. And it's like these guys are obviously going down the elite pathway, but it's also long-term involvement in sport. And I think that's key for children in Nottingham and Nottinghamshire.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Matt. I'm just going to quickly run over here to Joseph. Now, we mentioned 2012 there, and dare I say it, 2014. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a goal anyway, yeah. And if not, I mean, 2018. But, I mean, my brother tried to, get into the squad, and he did. And, you know, just hopefully that will, the right things will happen for me. And, like I say, my brother's doing just a couple of years ahead of me. He's got into the senior team. So if he does well, you know, then he can qualify, you know, me or the next person to go to the next Olympics with him. So, there's a chance that I'll have two people going. So it's, you know, it's open. If I just need to work hard, really, and just need to make sure that could happen. But it's definitely a dream, yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much. So with Bolero Square just outside the door, I think we could probably...